little intro. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for being a part. This is our second day on the air launching this brand new show. And so, you know, we had RG3 on yesterday. We have you today. When you were looking at college football, we know the story about Tennessee. We know the story about Baylor. When was the first interaction you ever had with Robert?
I guess when I got on campus, I'd heard about Robert, obviously, from Coach Briles. When I went in on my recruiting visit, you know, Coach Briles was like, I'm gonna shoot you straight, man. I got a kid that's gonna set the world on fire. And so little did I know, anyways, that would very much come true. I guess the first physical interaction we had too was walking in the locker room and you know, seeing this scrawny kid with dreads that could throw the hell out of the ball.
I thought when he said set the world on fire, he was talking about Nick Florence.
Yeah, Bryce.
Now, Nick did set the world on fire. That's for sure. We all did.
To be a part of that, almost like connect the dots of quarterbacks under that regime of Coach Briles, but really even now with Charlie Brewer, how cool is that to have your name as a part of that when people talk about the great quarterbacks in Baylor history?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, it's definitely it's cooler being on this side of it. You know, I think when you're going through it, you don't really see it that way. But now, you know, kind of being the old guy that gets to walk around campus knowing, you know, almost Uncle Rico in it, back in 82 there, you know, but it's cool to be, you know, a part of it. It's cool to be a part of history and, you know, what Coach and Coach Cos and all those guys, what we always love to say was leave it better than you found it, you know? And so we always just try to step up and be better, you know, than the group did before us. And that was going to, you know, eventually propel us to where, you know, like you said before, you know, win Big 12 championships. And that was always what we wanted to be.
Did you have a favorite game or moment in your career?
I don't know. We had a lot of great ones. It's hard to pinpoint one, but you know, I think if we had to, the first Big 12 championship was really, really cool. You know, being in the tunnel and having the student section, you know, right there say, you know, hey, Oklahoma just got beat. You know, you guys are playing for the Big 12 championship. I mean, that was just a really cool moment to close out the case and the history and the tradition of all those guys that played, you know, in that stadium. To close it out that way was really cool. And then, you know, one of my favorites I always kind of talk about was going to Norman and beating Oklahoma at Oklahoma. That was, you know, something that we had never done before and something that was just kind of always you know, we had been told it was always circled on the map, or I mean, the calendar's win for them. And so to kind of go in there and do what we did, booing in the second half and all that kind of stuff was just really cool.
Bryce, are you still just shocked when you go back and look at that game and you realize what you guys did offensively versus them? I mean, obviously it spurred them to make mass changes on the defensive side of the ball, but still just looking back on that day, is it curious to you how that all played out?
Oh, it was wild. It was wild. But I think, you know, imposing your will is something that you always hear really on a defensive side, but for us as an offense, we always want to try and make game plans, you know, from a defense, obviously unravel, but to see it the way that happened was just, it was a lot of fun. Actually, I don't know if you guys saw, it was either a tweet or an Instagram picture, something I saw the other day that, you know, was talking about in the spirit of the social distancing thing. They had mentioned that the corners for OU versus Baylor.
They were
biting. I got a kick out of that. I thought it was pretty funny.
Bryce, I think I told you this when I saw you at homecoming, but the press conference with Bob Stoops after that game, Smokey and Craig went to your Baylor conference to talk to you guys. I said, look, I got to get in Bob. I want to see how mad Bob Stoops is. And the OU media could not grasp that you guys had just beaten them, you know, for I guess the third time in 4 years or whatever it had been. And then so that was just turning over in their heads. And Stoops kind of went off on them, was like, listen, that team's good. All right, they're great. They're damn good. I don't know what you guys are asking me these questions for. It was unbelievable.
I would assume that would be a national perspective on what Baylor's been for so long. I could see how it'd be hard for a lot of people to understand that we were really, really good, that it wasn't just a stroke of luck. It wasn't just, you know, that team playing bad that week. It got to the point, especially, you know, in 14 where, you know, we were headhunted. We were the guys that people wanted to play and would put their, you know, their best film out against us. And so it was a brawl every week, but to have that kind of recognition nationally was huge.
Bryce, I was wondering with the social distancing, you were a big outdoorsman. Has that had an effect on your hobbies, and how have you kind of been dealing with maybe having to be locked up a little bit more than normal?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. You know, but you try to make of the best situation, you know, possible. But I'm sitting here with my wife, and she's rolling her eyes right now because I've probably played more golf than I have in a long time. You know, but hey, it's okay. You're 6 foot away. You know, we're walking most of the time on the course, and so we're still respectful of what's going on. But you know, we're trying to get out as much as we can.
How has it affected your world otherwise?
Well, I think it's affected everybody differently. You know, it's one of those things that, depending on what you do, how you do it, you know, in terms of your career, everybody has to adjust a little bit. And so being, you know, more of the coffees, lunches, breakfasts with most people in what I do, it's completely put all that on halt. And so, everything's kind of more teleconference or phone call. You just kind of lose that sense of interaction. You know, and for me, I'm such a, I love being around people. I'm a very social person. So that part's been weird, but, you know, like I said, you just try to make the best of it that you can and know that, you know, if there's a start, there's an end, and you hope that, you know, we can kind of get over this the best way possible and really feel like there's been a lot of strong leadership, you know, with not only, from a state perspective, but from a national perspective and the Trump administration of just, you know, making sure everybody, you know, treats this in the respect it needs.
Bryce, when you got drafted and you're a young player in the NFL, I kind of always like to hear these stories. Some you guys always kind of get adopted by, like, it's almost like you have a host family when you're a rookie. Who adopted you when you were, you know, to kind of show you the ropes when you got to the Jets?
I would probably say the bearded wonder. You know, Fitz Magic, as his name in the streets is. Yeah, he was the guy that, you know, immediately when I got there, it was just kind of like the brother I never wanted, or the brother I never had, whichever one you want to look at. But, yeah, Fitz was awesome. Fitz is definitely, and he's a journeyman, as they all say, but he's a journeyman because he just belongs in a locker room. He's just such a good guy. You know, on and off the field. And so he really took me under his wing and actually went out to Arizona, you know, that first, I guess, off season, and kind of took some time with him. But he was awesome. He was awesome.
It's Bryce Petty, former Baylor quarterback, two-time Big 12 champion. I know you still keep up with your alma mater. Baylor coming off what was a remarkable year last year. Matt Rhule's moved on, Dave Aranda, the new head coach, but Charlie Brewer is the quarterback. And obviously the young kid, Jacob Zeno, came in during that game with Oklahoma and lit everything up. But your thoughts about watching Charlie Brewer and what he does?
Oh, I think he's a tremendous player. You can, I love watching, especially the quarterback position, what other guys around them do from a team perspective. And you can tell that the guys just love Charlie. And so that speaks a lot about who he is. But the guy loves football, you know, makes a lot of plays, either with his arm, with his feet, makes good decisions. And so he's grown a lot. You know, there's not a lot of people that can say that they started. How many games, career games, is this going to be for him if he makes it throughout the whole season?
Shoot, wow. Man.
Man. He started as a freshman, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about halfway through the freshman year, he took over for Anu Solomon.
Right. So he's just got a lot of career games under his belt, which is going to do really well for him. And especially in this time, again, you have a coaching change, everybody top to bottom, you know, new system and all that kind of stuff. And it's really going to bode well for him, you know, playing all those games to be able to step up and lead.
Tell everybody where you are. We've had you on before. Is it AMR Capital? Is that correct? Is that the business?
Yeah. That's it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're actually, me and my wife are in Colleyville, live here, and then I work in Dallas, and that's right. Yes, AMR Capital, and we own and operate real estate, commercial real estate, and I go raise the equity for it. So I get to have fun, like I said, meeting and greeting, the business helmet, if you will, is definitely different, but it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun doing what I do.
Bryce, we got a question on our text line, and it said, would y'all ask Bryce about the 2014 West Virginia game, specifically the officiating? Always curious about how the player felt about the game, and obviously there was a lot of PI calls in that game, Bryce, as we all remember. What were your thoughts on that game looking back?
Holy smokes. I don't know if that was 15 years ago.
I
do remember that. Actually, it's unfortunate that that's the one thing that sticks out are all the PI calls, but you know, man, at the end of the day, we didn't pull it out. You know, we had chances, had opportunities, and they actually came out and played us a lot like Oklahoma State did the year before, you know, at Oklahoma State, and pressed us up. And, you know, from an offensive side of the ball, that's disrespectful. And so, I think that we were kind of coming in there thinking that it was going to be the West Virginia that we had played, that we had seen on film, and they kind of came out and played it totally different. And so, it's a lot of it definitely had to do with, especially when you're seeing a lot of man like that, you got to put the ball in the money. And I was just off that day, and it was just weird, weird game.
Wish I could ask you about a better game, but that was the
no,
text.
No, it's fun.
Yeah.
Bryce Petty from Baylor, two-time Big 12 champion quarterback, Earl Campbell, Tyler Rose Award winner.
The Midlothian Mauler.
The Midlothian Mauler, and now a part of AMR Capital with us on the Sikkim 365 radio. Hey, man, great to have you on. We appreciate you so much, and we'll see you soon.
Always, guys. Let me know anytime y'all need something. I love being around you guys, and continued success and health for all of you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Bryce Petty with us on Sikkim.